u kakvoj zemlji želim da živim.
Poslednja epizoda u ovoj sezoni emisije U kakvoj zemlji želim da živim i ogromno mi je zadovoljstvo što je ova epizoda posvećena upravo mladim ljudima i sad znam sve emisije su bile posvećene mladim ljudima, njihovim potrebama, položaju, dosta smo se bavili nekako nasiljem, mentalnim zdravljem, rešavanjem problema, praksama koje su dobre u drugim zemljama, ali ono što smo radili definitivno je i rad na nekim stvarima i društvenim promenama koje možda mogu biti bolje. U tom smislu, u današnjoj epizodi i u ovoj završnici emisije U kakvoj zemlji želim da živim, bar kažem, za ovu sezonu, razgovaramo sa četvorom mladih koji dolaze iz Bosne i Hercegovine, Srbije i iz Kosova i imamo jednu internacionalnu mladu osobu koja je živjela u nekoliko evropskih pa i američkih gradova. Sa njima razgovaramo o tome gde sebe vide za 10 godina, šta je ono što bi menjali u svom životu, šta je ono što nikako ne bi menjali, a čini mi se i iz nekih, što bi se reklo, onog čitanja između redova, iz ovih njihovih odgovora, možemo da saznamo mnogo o tome kakav im je život trenutno i šta bi to trebalo da uradimo da ovo bude zemlja u kojoj oni žele da žive.
Okay, name and surname, and tell me something about your life, whatever you'll like to share at this point.
Hello, my name is Lucia Budinski, and I would highlight that I'm a very international person because I've lived in Italy and in New York and obviously Serbia. And because of that, I'm very interested in international relations, which I will be studying soon in Hungary. So, yeah.
Korab Krasnici, or people call me Kobe a lot. Something about me that I want to share is I, even though I studied environment, I found way better joy working with young people than I would work in environment.
Una Rakanović, ja sam iz Novog Sada, živim u Petrovaradinu i studiram kulturologiju, jako sam zainteresovan.
Okay, ja sam Ali Merđanić, dolazim iz BiH, iz Sarajeva. Imam 19 godina, upravo sam završio srednju školu i upisao međunarodne odnose. Odlučio sam da se bavim temom pomirenja jer sam uvidio jedan veliki problem zapravo u regionalnoj, hajmo je nazvat, nesaradnji mladih BiH i Srbije. I prije 3 mjeseca sam odlučio osnovati svoje udruženje, udruženje Nostra, koje se bavi upravo temama pomirenja mladih BiH i Srbije.
What do you like about your life? What is something that you would never change, and what is something that you would like to be different?
I think my experiences abroad definitely shaped who I am and actually made me interested in these types of projects, reconciliation in this case. And I think I would never change those experiences, despite them being hard, always having to be the new kid in school. And something that I would change is definitely create more opportunities for myself and also take more opportunities for these types of projects and in general explore the world.
What I would never change is not just for my life but the life of everyone that I have met during my work in youth work is how we are now really, maybe because we are rebellious or maybe because we just were sick of past transgressions, but we no longer allow ourselves to be fed mainstream media and all the bad things that come with it. So it's one thing that I would want always to be kept. And what I would change is that concerns the environment part. I would change a lot in the environment.
Pa nešto što obožavam jeste što sam izuzetno fleksibilna, što mogu da se prilagodim svakakvim situacijama i dosta sam snalažljiva, tako da to je onako nešto dobro i što imam veliku podršku od svoje porodice, tako da to ne bih definitivno menjala, a sada nešto što bih promenila jeste možda da budem kao malo više otvorenija prema kao drugim kulturama i drugim ljudima i da se više kao potrudim da sklopim nove, ajde da kažem, konekcije i veze između njih.
Iskreno volim putovanja, volim upoznavanje novih ljudi. Upoznao sam dosta ljudi upravo preko ovakvih i sličnih projekata. Ono što bih promijenio u svom životu je procrastinating.
And what about the city and the country where you live or where you lived? Because you changed a lot of places. Can you maybe share with me what is something that you would never change from any of those countries? And what is something that you would like to be different again in any of those countries?
Yeah, I think they're all very different culturally. So I think in terms of culture, I wouldn't change anything because it makes them unique. Maybe for New York, I would love it if it was cleaner and the subways were safer. And in Novi Sad, I think when it comes to the environment, I would love to see more trees because they're constantly being cut down for some reason. And because there's a big heat wave in Serbia, it's almost impossible to be outside for a long time. But the cultures and the nightlife and the way people interact, especially in New York, and I would also say Novi Sad, is very multicultural, and I would never change that.
Pa nešto što bih želela da promenim je definitivno to da bude veća interakcija između manjina i kao generalno nas, zato što mislim da bi to poboljšalo kao na generalnom planu život u Novom Sadu. A nešto što ne bih menjala jeste isto što je veoma dostupno kao i blizu i nema tog gubitka vremena u transportu, tako da taj da je dobro.
Pa ovako, u Sarajevu, hajmo reći, nema dosta stvari na koje mogu da utičem. Zapravo, politika danas je jako surova, teška i mi mladi nemamo svoj glas zapravo u donošenju odluka bilo kakvih. To je nešto bih volio da promijenim.
A ono što ti je jako lepo i što nikako ne bi menjao u Sarajevu?
Hrana.
The best thing about Pristina is... that's a hard question. Not too many good things about Pristina. other than the fact that we are very... Either we don't care or we are hospitable, but we are not, we are... People feel good in Pristina. And what I would like to change is not to build so many buildings to suffocate us. And let's not put profit on top of a good life.
What is something that needs to be done? What is something that needs to exist in one country, in one society, if we want to talk about well-being of young people?
Yeah, so I think the focus should be on the governmental structure. And I'd like to think when we talk about conflict, it's mainly people at the top or the minority making decisions that affect the majority. So there's millions of people's lives that are lost. And then those people that actually brought those conflicts about are, safe. They're safe at home looking at what is happening. So I think definitely... create a structure that is more, that has a higher, more levels of hierarchy, so that there's a more focus on the majority, like people's opinions and their well-beings. So, yeah.
Something that the young people always struggle with is no matter the work that they do, at the end of the day, one old man, or maybe not an old man, but one government official, which often are old people, set the decisions. And I would like young people to show more competence and to take more power from the old people.
Pa ja mislim da bi definitivno trebali da uvažavaju njihovo mišljenje, da ih više direktnije pitaju i da odgovaraju na njihove potrebe na pravi način, a to pretpostavljam da će proizići baš iz tog pitanja kao njih za konkretno mišljenje kako žele da se reše određene situacije s kojim se susreću.
Mislim da je jako važno potpuna destrukcija nacionalizma i bilo kakvih predrasuda je jako bitno da se dogodi, ali koliko ja vidim, za sad to ne ide baš tako lagano. Generacijske traume su jako prisutne u oba društva i na teškom smo putu da ih razriješimo.
And where do you see yourself in 10 years? Would you like to stay at one place or do you see yourself somewhere in some other city or some other country, and maybe what do you expect from you in these 10 years?
Yeah, well, In this project, I was an observer at the tribunes, and I expect that maybe in 10 years I will be one of the speakers. And I hope that I will travel a lot in my life because I love meeting new people and new cultures. So I hope that I will be able to make that for myself.
Kosovars have this tendency of, as we were growing up, most of us would never say, I want to be a doctor and work in our local hospital. They would say, hey, I want to be a doctor and then go to work in Germany and get so much money, and so on. I do not have that. I do not have that. I would always contribute to my own country, to my own little world, because I would rather leave my mark in history than be one more person, one more number somewhere where it doesn't even matter.
Sve prisutan sam u omladinskim organizacijama, u raznim NVO i u BiH i u Srbiji. Stoga svakako da se vidim prvo u profesionalnom području politike, a zatim dalje i u, vjerovatno, u nekoj nevladnoj organizaciji kao neki asistent ili nešto slično.
Ja mislim negde dalje, iskreno. Nadam se u Španiji, ali vidit ćemo.
Toliko za ovu sezonu emisije U kakvoj zemlji želim da živim. Ja sam Jelena, a mi se nastavljamo slušati u nekim drugim formatima i nekim malo više letnjim pričama. Vidimo se.